la la yourself. There's an ominous vibe to this year's holiday, what with the stock market acting like the proverbial snowball headed to hell, the president pulling the plug on the Kurds in Syria, followed by the resignation of Mad Dog Mattis, who may have been the last adult in the White House after Kelly was booted. The Grinch didn't steal Christmas this year. It's the government shutdown. The only folks who got what they wanted in their stockings hung with care are the right-wing talk show pundits. The rest of us deplorables, it's just more of the same. Daily temper tweets, irrational outbursts, a never-ending series of small seismic tremors that signal, I don't know what. Year 3 in the Trump regime, can you believe it? The Prez has pretty much emptied out the cabinet of naysayers, so now he can proceed with whatever agenda du jour he wakes up with. Fire the Fed chairman, why not? Bomb Tehran? Might be okay. Arm wrestle with Little Rocket Man? Sure. The cuffs are off the big guy now. He's feeling cocky and is always certain of his every action. The Trump kids are advising him if he needs extra affirmation. Jared's got the Middle East just about straightened out and everything is coming up roses. Except, well, that witch hunt. Damn, if it weren't for Mueller and his 100% Democrat associates, America would be great again already. Instead, there's this nagging cloud of corruption, collusion, and criminality that hovers constantly outside the president's TV room where Fox and Friends defend his every tweet. Those pesky indictments keep popping up, and old loyalists now are singing like canaries. He didn't get Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and this makes for a sour mood. Forget that it's all fake news anyway. Still, it would have been a nice accolade, and this time he wouldn't make the mistake of letting Stormy Daniels roll it up and smack his face on his naked ass. No, sir. He learned that lesson. So if you're feeling uneasy this season, trust me. You're not alone in avoiding mistletoe and office Christmas parties, belting out White Christmas. Times aren't so simple, and you're no longer the innocent citizen you once were. I better get used to it. As for a New Year's resolution, good luck. Impeach him, lock him up. I know you're considering it, but you get Pence. Me, I'd rather have the Grinch back.